Happy Sunday and welcome to a special edition, PSA, Trunk or Treat. This is your boy, Gerald Riley, and I'm here with my, I'm going to call him boss. You know him as Mr. Gavo from Davis Broadcasting. Listen, man, I'm so excited today because we are establishing effective communication through spiritual growth. Hey, check this out now. We are broadcasting from Columbus, Georgia, all the way to the vast capital of the world, Eufaula, Alabama, and surrounding areas. Again, this is a PSA special announcement. Trunk or treat.
Yes, indeed. What's going on, Mr. Riley? Thank you for your introduction and allowing me to share this Sunday conversation space with you, okay? Now, you said it's a special episode. And of course, we try to be as inclusive as we can here at Sunday Conversation and Davis Broadcasting. So it's about that time for us to let the people know what kind of events they can expect to see throughout the, you know, throughout the rest of this holiday season, whether you like to celebrate Halloween, whether you like to celebrate Hallelujah Day, or whether you just want to make sure your kids can participate and be festive. Here are some safe and fun ideas, or actually fun events that's to come. Mr. Riley, please, sound it off. What you got for us?
Well, check this out. Check this out. On, this is the date, drum roll, please, Friday, October 31st, from 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., we have Halloween Boo Bash. I'm going to say that again. Halloween Boo Bash, and the address is 107 34th Street. And now, if you want to get in contact with the person, the number is 706-225-4645. I'm going to say that again. 706-225-4645. And it's sponsored by Columbus Parks and Rec. And it's going to be at the Coleman Community Center. And they're going to have games, wear your costume. We're giving away plenty of candy, and make sure you get that ticket because we're going to have a raffle. Like you said, boss, this is a safe, alternate way to celebrate Halloween. It's in a controlled environment. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of good people doing a lot of great things in the city. Mm-hmm. So come on out, bring your kids, bring your goblins, bring your little ones, and we're going to have a great time.
Yes, sir. So I would just like to say I appreciate the community for putting effort into trying to make this holiday season a positive one. You know, we don't see the real negative side of, oh, let me put my kids in the house and hide them from the rest of the world during this time period. We mix and mingle more than we do than most holidays. So here we are on Thursday, okay? Thursday, October 30th, the Columbus Police Department is going to have Operation Cops and Treats. All right. This is going to be at the Public Safety Building, West Parking Lot, 510 East 10th Street. All right. In the West Parking Lot, 510 East 10th Street. I hear they're going to have music, candy, fun, a costume contest. All right. And it's free to the community. So please, parents, I know you probably can't rewatch them costumes only but so many times. So I think you should be real mindful on where which events you go to. But, hey, if it's a costume contest, you got to pull it out. So that's Operation Cops and Treats going down October 30th from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., the Public Safety Building. Shout out to the Columbus Police Department for hosting an event like such. I mean, if there was nowhere else safer, where else is safer, you know? But what you got for us, Mr. Riley?
Hey, man, that is so dope, Brother Gavo. Hey, listen, what I have coming up is Carver Park Recreation Center. Join us for Trunk or Treat. And once again, we're going to have plenty of candy. We're going to have games. We're going to have music. I don't know who's on the one and twos, but believe we're going to be booming out there. We're going to have food. And, you know, people love that food, man. Yeah, so come on out, man. Bring your costumes. And it's going to be Friday, October 31st, from 5 to 8 p.m. Wear your costume and bring a bag of candy. Again, that's going to be at the Carver Park Recreation Center, and that's located at 6665 Hunter Road. For more information, contact 706-225-3737. 706-225-3737. Once again, safe environment, controlled environment, trunk or treat. Join us. Meet us there. Beat us there. What do you have coming up, boss?
So, what I would like to also acknowledge that a lot of the schools have already hosted their fall festivals. So let's give a round of applause to the school system.
Yay!
You know, and all the different teachers that it takes to put these things together. It is not easy work to teach the children and then host the children right after. So shout out to all the different schools that already have completed their fall festivals, from elementary, middle, and high school. And then let's also acknowledge that there are some different community events that would have already taken place, like the Hallelujah Fest at 4th Street Missionary Baptist Church. By the time this comes out, they would have already experienced their Hallelujah Fest. So hopefully, we hope everyone, you know, had a great experience out there. I believe there's another event that would have taken place this past Saturday that Toya Tucker is hosting.
Yes, yes. And that event would be at Shirley B. Winston from 5 to 7. And that's also a trunk or treat. So make sure you come on out. Councilman Toya Tucker is hosting an event at Shirley B. Shout out to her. And just come on out, enjoy yourself. Once again, safe environment, controlled environment for your kids, friendly faces. Come on out, support the great community of Columbus, Georgia.
Now, what I got next for you, this is from Dollar Promotions. Now, he usually does a lot of, DJ Dollar does a lot of different community events, a lot of different servicing to the community. So last year he did something, this year he's back and he's partnered up with Sky Lounge. So they're going to have the treats in the streets. It's for all ages that are, you know, all ages are welcome. Join them for a family event filled with candy, costumes, and fun. All right. Some of the activities will include trunk or treating, costume contests, face painting, games, prizes, food, and snacks. This is going down October 31st at 6 p.m., 3716 Jensen Boulevard. All right. So October 31st, 6 p.m. This is brought to you by Dollar Promotions and Sky Lounge. We just want everybody to be able to make sure they can have a good, safe time. And please, please, if you're going to do anything, save me some candy.
Hey, that's what I'm talking
okay,
about.
Save
hey,
me
listen,
again.
Listen,
shameless
listen.
Plug.
That's what I'm talking about. Shameless plug. Listen, listen, listen. Just in case you're joining us for Sunday Conversation, today is a PSA, a public service announcement, because we have a lot of great organizations doing a lot of great things for the 31st of October for Trunk or Treat. And the next one up is Jordan Vocational High School. Hey, okay. That's what
all
I'm
right.
talking about.
All right, all right.
And that's Thursday, October 30th from 5 to 7. And once again, we're going to have candy. This is something new. They're going to be doing face painting. Mm-hmm. So bring the little ones, man. Let's put those tigers and lions on their faces. We're also going to have games. And don't forget to wear your costume. Mm-hmm. Again, that's Jordan Vocational High School from 5 to 7, October 30th, that's Thursday. Come on out. Wear your costumes. We're going to have candy. We're going to have face painting. See you there and beat me there.
Okay. So coming up next, we have JMG Tax Services. Now, we were at, you know, Feisty 105 was actually at their Easter egg hunt. So that was a big event. But JMG Tax Services presents Halloween candy giveaway and spooky costume contest. All right. So let's break this down. Friday, October 31st, 6 p.m. until, all right, you're going to have a spooky costume contest for ages 0 to 18. So even the grown folks can get in there. So from ages 0 to 4, it'll be cutest little pumpkin. From 5 to 10, it'll be most creative costume. From ages 11 to 17, it'll be the spookiest scare. And then 18 and up, it's going to be best overall costume. All right, so you definitely can expect safe and fun trick-or-treating, candy bags for all kids while supplies last. Understand that all of these, everything that we're saying is a free community event, and this is all for while supplies last, you know. So you really can't show up at the last minute, just over-expecting, you know. So there's going to be music. Pizza will be provided for all guests, so that's something special. Pizza will be provided for all guests. Bounce houses and games, along with photo booths and selfie stations. So this is going down Friday, October 31st. This is going to be at 5401 Gunboat Drive, Suite 27, Columbus, Georgia, 31907.
Man, that is outstanding. Now, Brother Gavel, what do you love about this time of year and all these trunk or treats and fall festival? What do you love about it?
I like being outside in the fall. You know, I like seeing the leaves fall on the ground. I like the sense of community. You know, people like to give Columbus a negative connotation or negative look, but man, when it comes to back to school, when it comes to the fall season, when it comes to, you know, a lot of these holidays, we do it big. We do it big. So I just love to see the effort, because it takes a lot of effort for people to be able to host these things or put these things on. For example, the Spooktacular. Spooktacular, we missed. Spooktacular happened this past Saturday.
Okay.
Which took place October 18th. So shout out to everybody that was down there, Lake Bottom, from 4 to 6 for a Spooktacular.
Shout out.
But I just love seeing a sense of community, man. I grew up in I have a big family, but it was a small family for our household. So that's just pretty much where we was at with it. I grew up in a small household where we couldn't do too much. But the sense of community that I see among Columbus, man, the mixing and the mingling and the rubbing elbows for the kids, you know, for the kids. So that's where everybody keeps that positive mindset. So what do you love most about this time period?
Man, I love the fact that the mosquitoes and flies are gone. And I love me a great pumpkin latte.
Okay, pumpkin latte.
And I also love, the Bible talks about let the greatest among you serve. And I love the fact that during this holiday season, especially like, you know, during like Thanksgiving and October with trunk or treat and Christmas, mm-hmm. and stuff like that, people have a giving and serving attitude. Mm-hmm. And so when the kids come together and see the adults in a festive mood, and you know, we're giving away candy and toys, and we're painting faces and food and everything else, that lets me know that, you know, there's still hope out here for the world.
Very
and so I just love it, because it brings the great community of Columbus and surrounding areas together. And, you know, it's a family. And I love the fact that because it's trunk or treat, it's a controlled environment where I'm not knocking on a stranger's door.
Right.
So I don't necessarily know what my kid is receiving. Mm-hmm. It's a controlled environment, other parents, concerned parents. And so it's just a good time, because truly the kids are the future of the world.
I completely agree. So, and at all levels, you know, my smaller children, their daycare, we call them the littles, but the daycare that they are at is hosting a trunk or treat, you know? So there's a lot of different opportunities for us to just be able to participate. I say parents, I challenge all the parents out there to see how you can, you know, participate in different events throughout this week. See how you can create some more memories, get some more of those photos for you to post on Facebook. But let's go down the list one more time, Mr. Riley, just so we don't forget anybody, we don't forget anything, and we have given our people, our Sunday Conversation listeners, an opportunity to get and receive all the information.
Most definitely. There are a lot of events going on, and we're going to put them all out, so you have no excuse to miss any of these events. We're talking about the Halloween Boo Bash. I love that name, Halloween Boo Bash. That's Friday, October 31st, from 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the Comer Community Center. And they're going to have games, they're going to have costumes, they're going to have candy, and it's going to be a raffle. And Coleman Community Center is located at 107 41st Street, and the contact number is 706-225-4645. Can I ask some boss for a
Please,
second?
Go ahead.
I know we're coming to receive candy for trunk or treat, but also if you can donate to people who's hosting these events, you know, if you can't buy the candy, donate, you know, some funds, because these events, you know, they cost.
Candy
even
costs,
though we're giving away, you know, free candy and stuff, please try to donate to some of these events. You're on next, boss.
Okay. All right. So I'm going in order as far as date goes. Well, I think. Yep. Okay. So the Columbus Police Department presents Operation Cops and Treats, music, candy, costume contest, and fun. All right. This is free to the public. Like I said, this is brought to you by the Columbus Police Department. And this will be Thursday, October 30th, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Public Safety Building. All right. The West parking lot of the Public Safety Building, 510 East 10th Street. Now, Mr. Riley, you're up next.
Well, shout out to the Po-Po, man. Hey, that's a great thing. The event I'm talking about is the Carver Park Recreation Center. And they're having Trunk or Treat. And they're going to have candy. They're going to have games, music, and my favorite thing, they're going to have some food. Don't forget to bring your costume. And the event is held Friday, October 31st from 5 p.m. to what was that 6 p.m. I thought it was 8. I stand corrected. It's from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. So make sure that you are on time because it's going to last 1 hour. Wear your costume and bring a bag of candy. That's for the Carver Park Recreation Center. Wear your costume and bring a bag of candy. And it's located at 6665 Hunter Road. For more information, contact 706-225-3737. Shout out to you, boss.
All right. So, JMG Tax Services, Halloween candy giveaway and spooky costume contest. You can expect a live DJ playing kid-friendly music and some spooky tunes. All right, pizza will be provided for all guests. There will be a bounce houses and games, photo booth, and a selfie station. This is going down Friday, October 31st, 6 p.m. All right, here's the address, 5401 Gunboat Drive, Suite 27, Columbus, GA, 31907. Safe and fun trick or treating, plus candy bags for all the kids. Let me just say, if you don't have your toothbrush and your toothpaste ready now, if you're not brushing now, you're not going to be ready for Halloween. I'm sorry, you're not going to be ready for next week, for this next season. All right, so just make sure you're brushing your teeth.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about, man. It's going to be a lot of candy, man, distributed around the great area of Columbus, Georgia. And one of the areas that's distributing a lot of candy is Jordan Vocational High School. And that's located, well, Jordan Vocational High School, Google it. And that the date is Thursday, October 30th. And they're going to have candy. They're going to have face painting. And they're going to have games. Don't forget to wear your costume. That's at Jordan Vocational High School from 5 to 7. So you have a little bit of time to get there. So make sure you support our local high school. It's on you, boss.
All right. So here we are with Dollar Promotions and Sky Lounge presents Treats in the Streets. All right. This is welcome for all ages. Y'all come on out to 3716 Gentium Boulevard, Columbus, GA, October 31st at 6 p.m. Of course, you're going to get trunk or treating, costume contest, face painting, games, prizes, food, and snacks. So get the kids, pack them all up in the car, get your costumes, even if everybody's a ghost, you know, who don't have a white sheet, you know, even if everybody's a ghost, just come on out. All right. So that's going down October 31st at 6 p.m. And what, you got anything else for me, Mr. Riley?
Now, I have a question now, Bob. Is there an age limit? Because I remember in Pensacola, Florida, man, I was trick-or-treating all the way up to I was 16, 17, 18 years old trying to get that candy. So is there an age limit for this thing?
I think at the trunk-or-treat, I don't really see a big age limit, right? Of course, you're going to think it's for the smaller children. But even some of our teenagers, they want to trick-or-treat. You know, some of them want to be able to trunk-or-treat in peace, you know?
Okay. So we can't just drop the kids off. Parents need to be with the children, correct?
For sure, for sure. And at all of these events, I would definitely suggest that parents and kids are in unison. You know what I'm saying? Are in unison for this because it's just gonna create a better vibe for it. It's just gonna create a better vibe for it.
Well, I have a question, boss. What do you think these type of events do for the morale of the community?
I think it helps build that sense of community. You know, the kids grow up in this and they're experiencing it at their level. I feel like the people that put these things on now are the ones that was able to experience the different type of community events growing up, you know? So I think it's just going to build a ricochet. It's just and keep that sense of community that a lot of us claim to say that we have lost, but there's a lot of different avenues for us to be able to display that sense of community. We just have to be willing to participate. Come outside the house and participate. Also, I'd like to suggest just real quick, if you have any children, any teenage children going into this Halloween season, please make sure that you all have parents, just have a good conversation with them about being mindful and their future. You know, you don't want one bad night to risk the rest of your life. And a lot of times people like to do, you know, oh, it's Halloween, we can do this, we can do that. Nope, not an excuse. So I just don't want to see nobody making the wrong decisions this upcoming weekend.
Most definitely. You know, a lot of the young people, they look up to people like, you know, Michael Jordan and Kobe and LeBron. And that's great to have those type role models. But people, please understand that the organizations and the people that are sponsoring these types of events, these are our community heroes. And so it's important to support our own community heroes. So let's make sure we have a good turnout. Let's support a lot of these organizations like Jordan High School, like Shirley B. Winston, like Columbus Park and Rec, like Carver Park Rec Center. And Gabo, you have some more location. But let's make sure we have a great turnout. You know, sometimes we say there's nothing to do in Columbus, mm-hmm. but Gabo and I have a handful of flyers about events coming up next 2 weeks. So public, let's make sure we get out, support some of our local community leaders out here, because we're going to have a lot of great things, fun, game, food, safety for the kids. And it's very important that we give back to the community and not just take from the community during this time of season.
Okay. All right. Now, Mr. Riley, is there anything else you'd like to leave the people with before we sign out of this installment of Sunday Conversation?
Yes, there's something I like to leave with the people. You know, I'm just thankful that my wife and I live in the great community of Columbus, Georgia. And like I said, man, there's a lot of great things to do in Columbus, Georgia. But what you have to do, you have to get out and you have to go find the information. And you really have to support what's going on in our local city, in our local areas, even in our local government. You really have to support and have a voice out here, because there are some people out here that are doing some great things. Their name might not be in the paper on television, but there are a lot of great people that are doing great things just because they have a heart to do great things. And like I said, we have a list of people hosting Trunk or Treat that are doing great things. You probably never even heard of some of these people or the organization, but they thought it not robbery to give back to their community. So if you have a chance, please donate or give candy to some of these organizations that are hosting some of these events. And let's it's a village. And so let's get back to the village.
All right.
G. Riley, Overflow out.
Yes, indeed. Let's get back to the village. All right. This has been your installment of Sunday Conversation.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns, or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.